One of the obligations of parenting is to ensure that children get a well-rounded education, and commentator Aaron Freeman takes this very, very seriously.
We've sent our 11-year-old daughters to San Francisco to be indoctrinated by the lesbians. They're visiting one of my best friends and her partner to observe the ways of the West Coast dykes. This seems an important time for such a trip because at 11, our daughters are working hard to decide what kinds of young women they want to be. They try on personas like dresses. They, of course, want the brains of Hermione from the Harry Potter books. From TV and movies, they are seduced by fantasies. On the Disney Channel, they watch Kim Possible, a super secret agent teen who says stuff like, "A world without strawberry-scented styling gel? This time you've gone too far, dragon." They dream of being cyclists like Lance Armstrong, lawyers like Hillary Clinton, divas like Serena Williams. Mom and I want to add lesbians to the palettes of their life choices. We want them to be in touch with their inner lesbians. We don't think they'll return from San Francisco wearing red flannel or playing softball. Certain features of characters seem hardwired. Our daughters could no more alter their sexual orientation than they could give up shopping. But we want them to glimpse a dyke's eye view of America, to sample the air outside the main tent. We think it stirs the blood and makes the world bigger. For the same reason, we, liberal Jews, regularly send them to an ultra-Orthodox Jewish summer camp. We even occasionally make them watch Fox News. We hope to protect them from prejudice by wallowing them in humanity. We want them to react to a black coat and beard, or a red flannel shirt, or a red neck, as statements of fashion, not character. So, we've sent our 11-year-old daughters to San Francisco to be indoctrinated by the lesbians. They'll be home in a few weeks, and we don't really care if they come back and announce they're marrying women, as long as they're happy, and the women are Jewish.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.